Leadership. Fred Smith was just 27 when he founded FedEx. 35 years later, he's still at the helm. He attributes the success of the company to leadership, pure and simple, something he picked up from his years in the military and from his family. Frederick Wallace Smith was born into a wealthy family on August 11, 1944, in Mississippi. After his father's death, when he was 4 years old, his mother, Sally Smith, often talked to the boy about her late husband. "I kept his father alive in his mind all those years," she recalled. "I told him how much Big Fred loved him, and how much he wanted him to have the best education possible, and how much he was certain his son would surpass his achievements in business." As a child, Smith suffered from Legge-Calv-Pitt's disease, which is characterized by the interruption in the blood supply to the thigh bones and the consequent improper development of one or both legs. Unable to walk normally, Smith was picked on by bullies, and he learned to defend himself by swinging at them with his crutch. Reportedly cured of the disease by the age of 10, he became a star athlete, playing football, basketball, and baseball. Smith's grandfather had captained a Mississippi River steamboat. His father built the Greyhound bus line in the South, expanding his fortune along with the routes. Smith says he was just 4 when his father died, so he probably served as a near-mythical role model for me.